Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein. AllegraLowenstein.com. Welcome back to another episode of my shitty little podcast. As always, I like to remind you the content is not shitty, it's fantastic. The audio recording and the consistency is what's shitty. So enjoy, take it for what it is. Hopefully someday I'll have to rename it when I get a big fancy microphone and I record it on certain days of the week. I want to go back to my roots, I guess, today. Back to a lot of what I'm doing with my clients, my health coaching clients. And I actually want to talk about weight loss. This is the number one thing that brings people to me. Many things bring people to me, but this is very, very common. It's a common concern in our modern day and age. Many people want to lose weight. And what I want to tell you about it today is that I really want to look at the statistics of it, I guess. Not really the statistics, the plain facts. All right, because there is so much BS out there about it. There is so much fear and, I mean, just absolute garbage, okay? Let's be honest. When you look around at what is out there when people are talking about losing weight, and this is super common for me too, not only with my clients, but also with... Pardon that. You know I record this while I'm out in the world. It's usually not that busy where I go. So as a health coach, of course, I'm hearing directly from my clients and they're sharing with me about their weight loss journey. But as a health coach, I also just get told a lot of things by friends and even random people. And something that happens to me so often, and I'm going to start with this, there is a point. There's always a point to what I'm saying. Sometimes I forget what it is, but I'm always making a point. So often, people will start talking to me about health. They want to lose weight. I'm thinking of somebody specific right now, and she's saying, oh, you know, I need to lose weight, and I want to feel better. And she says, oh, and my friend is doing, I don't remember what the hell she was doing. I think it was keto. Right, it's 2018, everyone's on keto. She's like, oh, and she's already lost 15 pounds. And I said, hold on a minute. How long has your friend been doing this? She said, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was. I said, okay, that's fine. Let's talk about this in 6 months. And you tell me if your friend's even still doing it. And she just looked at me, and the look on her face changed. She kind of just stared at me. And she just said, oh yeah, you're right. It all clicked into place, right? Because we don't need some crazy regime to lose weight, okay? That is actually not what our bodies need. And in fact, so much of what we do, what strangers practically or acquaintances have shared with me, what definitely my clients have shared with me, people do extreme stuff, all liquid diets, okay? Whatever. When I was like 20, I used to fast because I thought it was healthy. And I think that there's some benefit to that if it suits your lifestyle. Periodic fasting. Some people do intermittent fasting. For each individual person, there may or may not be a time in their life when that makes sense. But it doesn't make sense for everybody. And it doesn't make sense at all times of somebody's life that it even makes sense for at some times of their life. So... all these extreme all-liquid diets, right? Oh yeah, I lost 150 pounds or 50 pounds or 75, whatever it is. Gain it back, okay? If this is ringing a bell for you, if you've tried keto, if you've done Weight Watchers, if you've done Atkins, if you've done Paleo, if you've done Whole30, if you've done 21-Day Fix, if you've done Jenny Craig, if you've done shakes and pills and supplements, and it doesn't work, I'm going to tell you right now, first of all, it's not you. Second of all, those things are not what you need. Because the real facts about weight loss There's one study, right? I love the science. I like to read the science. There's one study. It is the longest. It is the largest, excuse me, the largest scale. So the number of people, it's tens of thousands of people that are in this database of this study of long-term successful weight loss. So the people in this study have all kept, lost weight, lost a certain amount of weight, I don't remember what the number is, and kept it off for, I don't remember what it is, 2 years, 3 years, so some number of years. Single digits, though, of years. And here are the results of that study. To me, the only results that matter, right? You can look up, people love to reference this study. It's a great study. It's wonderful data. How you want to interpret that data, of course, can be skewed any which way. To me, I like to clear out all the BS of all the things that I read. I read a lot of stuff, and I always take it with a grain of salt. And you know me, I love woo-woo too, okay, but I take that with a grain of salt. I even take people's interpretations of the data with a grain of salt. I even take the data with a grain of salt because I want to make sure that it's legit. This study is legit. This is good data. Okay, you Google in, I forget what it's called, but if you just Google like largest long-term weight loss study, you'll find this study. And tons of people will be talking about it. It's big news in the health world. Okay, and they'll tell you different things about it, right? They'll dig into those numbers. They'll find different things to say about them. This is the one thing to me, the one most important thing. Nobody, out of tens of thousands of people, nobody lost their weight in the exact same way. Okay, nobody lost their weight in the exact same way, which I think we can take to mean that nobody loses weight in the same way. And so it really doesn't matter that your friend is doing keto, you know, that your friend did whatever. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, okay? Because that is also a secret to success. You have to want to do this. And to me, all of the information that I've looked at, the extreme stuff doesn't work, okay? Nobody wants to do that forever. When you're talking about weight loss, you got to ask yourself, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? All right? This is the reason why there's so many stark statistics about weight loss being unsuccessful, okay? And a lot of those statistics, honestly, they are kind of crap. There's actually pretty bad numbers about, like, you go, if you want to look up weight loss, like, rate of success of weight loss, if you search that, what you will find is, like, 90% of people gain their weight back. There's some number that's on the internet, and it's pretty much been debunked. It's not a legitimate number. You'll still find it. It's spread around there everywhere, but the number's not good. Okay, that's not the number. We don't really know what the number is, but the number's not good. How many people do you know who've lost weight and gained it back, right? How many people have I encountered that have lost weight and gained it back? So it doesn't really matter what the number is. If this is your struggle and your journey, then it's time to do something different. All right, so this is the common sense. If you want to look at all the numbers, talk about statistics. Statistics can help you see the big picture, and statistics say nothing about your personal journey. So what next, right? All right, like, you've told me all this. You've told me these numbers. You've told me that weight loss is often unsuccessful. And when it is successful, everybody's doing it in a different way. Yeah, so my program is all about finding what works for you, okay? And whatever you want to do, that's what your program should be too. What works for you. And I like to talk about ruthless intentionality, right? Because we can be intentional all day long. It's really easy to be intentional light. You can be thoughtful and think things through and make good choices. But if you're not being ruthless with those intentions, then it's really easy to have it be basically meaningless, right? And I go through this every day. I write in my journal all the time. I write in my journal, not every day. My ideal would be to write in my journal twice a day, if you want to know the truth. But I'm usually running too late in the mornings to do it in the morning. So I usually just do it at night. And once a month, I might miss a day. Twice a month, that's a bad month. So what am I writing in my journal about? Oh, I write intentions. I write affirmations. I write goals. I write ideas. I write boring day to day, whatever happened, blah, blah. I do it all. And this is my micro intentionality practice. Okay. If you go to my website, allegralowenstein.com, I have on there, you can listen to a guided affirmation. This is your health and weight loss, your perfect health and weight loss affirmation. It is available. You actually can't listen to it. You have to download it. It is on the Body Wisdom page. So if you go to my website, go to Body Wisdom, you can actually get the free audiobook that is the first 7 days of my 40-day Body Wisdom journal. And it includes this perfect for you guided affirmation, health affirmation. So, of course, I use those affirmations. I think thoroughly, completely, with the highest level of intention, my affirmations. And guess what? After I've written them for a month or two, they get stale. They get totally stale. I am not feeling them and thinking about them to this level. And I have to go in and reassess. I will scrape some of those affirmations off. I'll stop using them. I'll maybe rephrase a couple, slightly tweak some of the affirmations. Maybe I'll add some new ones. So even as someone who is skilled in this practice, it takes ongoing work. Okay. And that's just because that's the way the human brain works, right? We like to be comfortable. We don't want to do the work. We just want to take it easy and coast. Okay? Even the most ambitious person that you know, all right? I know you're ambitious. I know you're hardworking. And I'm not saying that you're lazy or you coast in your life. I'm sure that you are extremely motivated and extremely hardworking, and that you could come up with, you know, a list of things that you've achieved, and other people would name all these things too. And yet in the inner workings of our brains, we can't help it. Our brains want to be comfortable. Our brains, deep in the deepest part in our monkey brain and our lizard brain, that part of our brain is terrified of change. So when we're pushing through to new levels of awareness, our brain is like, oh, let's get real comfy here. Let's get real cozy here. All right. And that is why you have to reassess. And that is why when you're being intentional and you're looking at what you really want to change with your health, you can't just be like, oh yeah, I want to lose weight. I want to be healthier. Okay. That's fine. But that's not going to get you results. You have to be ruthlessly intentional. And that work is very, very simple. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's not easy either. If it was easy, nobody would be overweight and I wouldn't have any clients. Are you curious what this work looks like? I have guided journals that lay out the foundation for this type of work. This is self-exploration work. This is why the hell is it so hard for me to eat healthy? This is why the hell am I stuffing my face on pizza at 10 o'clock at night as I tell myself, don't eat this. Don't do this. Stop eating this. And I can't stop. Okay. And I understand that. My problem, very specifically, was sugar. Okay, I had extra weight, and the real problem was the sugar. Okay, I didn't like the extra weight, but it wasn't to me about the weight, because I knew that the weight was because of the sugar for me. That was my journey. So what did I do? Oh, I'm going to quit sugar. Did that work? No, it didn't work. Did I do it over and over and over? Yes, I did it over and over and over, because the intention was there. I wanted to quit eating sugar, but I was not being ruthless with that intentionality. I was not acknowledging the fact that I was trapped in a very unhealthy cycle and that emotions were at the root of it. And it took a long time to open my eyes to that. So if you know that there's something going on, shoot, if you know that it's emotions, if you already know that it's emotions that are triggering it, and it's all kinds of emotions, right? People often say, I'm not an emotional eater, I just eat when I'm bored. Well, that's emotional eating. Or I'm not an emotional eater, I just don't eat all day and then overeat at night. Well, that's an emotional eater. That's a person who's cut themselves off from their body and can't even be in touch with what's going on. But at the root of that is also emotions. Well, I'm not an emotional eater. I just eat when I'm stressed. Well, stress is emotional eating, right? So the emotional eating is a broad category. It doesn't only mean I'm sad and I eat, or I'm mad and I eat. It's a whole breadth of things that is, something is going on in my life and I'm eating, okay? It's like, I'm not just eating because I'm hungry. I'm not, it's beyond just the physiological phenomenon. So getting back to where we started, talking about weight loss, talking about not really statistics, but using numbers to get this big idea, right? To get an understanding. That's another reason why I like to look at studies. So what's happening on your scale is not really as relevant as what's happening in your life, right? So again, the numbers can be helpful and the numbers can be deceiving. So focusing so much on the numbers in a very personal way distracts us, takes us away from understanding those emotions, okay? And again, to my personal experience was counting grams of sugar. Right, I was so obsessed with counting grams of sugar, I wasn't paying attention to why I was eating the sugar in the first place. Right? And so taking a step back to look at what's happening with the world, with other people, gives us that perspective so that we can dig deeper with what's actually happening with us, that ruthlessness. Okay? If you set the intention of weight loss, you set a number on the scale you're trying to get to, you set a number of calories you're trying to count, that's intentional. That's not ruthless. That actually keeps you trapped in the cycle of what you're in. So to break free from that, it's look at the big picture, look at the data trends, and then forget all the numbers and dig deep into the real root cause of what's making this change so hard in your life. And this can be hard, right? We can't see the forest for the trees. It's super easy to look at what other people are doing and tell them, and it's super hard to look at ourselves and understand what's going on. So the journals are a tool of self-reflection. It's like a mirror. It helps clear the fog off the mirror. Working with another person, okay, whether you're talking about getting a friend on board to go through the journal with and share, or hiring a professional. Obviously, you know, you can hire me. And getting the support of our environment also, right? So in our household, getting other people on board to do this work. There are, of course, practical and logistical changes to achieve weight loss. Buying the healthy food, don't taking the junk food in the house. These are what I call the tips and tricks. They're useful, they're powerful, but they don't fix the root of the problem. And that's why you can do a million tips and tricks and still end up back in the exact same place, right? You can drink water right before you drink a meal. You can, eat protein, eat a lot of protein to like feel more satisfied. You can, change, cook. One of the things is like instead of cooking a meal with a whole bunch of cheese in it, you sprinkle the cheese on top, right? So you can see it and you can taste it, you get the flavor, but you're reducing the calorie load in the meal. Like, these are tips and tricks, and they're great. They're useful. Like, these are the kinds of things you want to be applying to your life as time goes on. And if that root cause is something else entirely, none of that shit's going to work. It's just not. And you're going to do it for a week or two, and then you're going to be sad and upset and angry and whatever you feel that you went back to where you were, because it's a different trigger. It's an emotional trigger. It's a situational trigger. It's an environmental trigger. It's something else. Intentionality will not give you that awareness. Ruthless intentionality will. That's my story for today. I definitely encourage you to get yourself a copy of my journal. If weight loss is your goal, buy yourself emotional eating detox. All right, if you have struggled in the past to make changes stick, there is something else going on, and this book will help you find it. This guided journal. It's actually 5 to 10 minutes a day. It's simple. It's not easy, because I can't tell you how many people tell me that they buy the book and 6 months later it's still sitting on their bedside table and they haven't written in it once. So just do it. I actually have a free video support series to help guide you through it, keep you on track, keep you motivated. It's normal to take breaks and fall off the wagon, and you just get back on. It's nobody's judging you. It's you and your work, and every day you write in a journal, you're getting to know what's going on. If it's not weight loss specifically, that can still be a useful tool. Emotional eating detox, if it's other health changes, and if the food just isn't really calling out to you, check out Body Wisdom Journal. This kind of all the other stuff. It's less focused on the food and the nutrition side, the spiritual food nutrition side, and just focus on just getting in tune with your body and hearing what your body is telling you, listening to what your body is, because our body is a guide. Our body is always giving us information, and it's hard to listen in this modern day and age. So check those out. Of course, hop onto my website, get yourself the free audiobook, The Body Wisdom Journal. Whether you buy the journal or not, it's an amazing resource full of awesome content. And that totally fantastic guided affirmation. AllegraLowenstein.com. While you're there, let me know your thoughts. Hope to hear from you soon.